You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome in again to the podcast. Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Yankees reporter Brian Hoke. In person, we don't get to do this very often. Kind of cool. Thanks for welcoming me down here to Tampa.
Yeah, well, thanks for getting on a plane. No, it's been great down here. You know, obviously you see the ballpark's under construction. They're going to get there, they think. A lot of new things for fans this year down here, so it's cool to see. And obviously the roster's being rebuilt too, so a lot of changes here happening at Steinbrenner Field.
Some news in the last couple of days, too. John Neese, a guy who's certainly familiar with playing in New York with his time with the Mets, is here now with the Yankees. He can pitch out of the bullpen. He can start. Where do you think he ends up?
Yeah, he probably could start, but they're looking at him as a reliever. So he's coming in. They've got such a crowded mix there for that final two rotation spots. So they're going to try him out as a reliever. And if it winds up being a starting situation, that probably means something went wrong. But he relieved a little bit last year with Pittsburgh and the Mets, and they're going to take a look at that here in camp.
As we record this on Tuesday, Alex Rodriguez is here at Steinbrenner Field. He did this a year ago. What does he do when he's here working with players?
Yeah, I saw him walk in. He looked like he was ready to play. I mean, he looks like he's in shape. He was in the same kind of wind suit. So, he'll get out there and he'll work out with some of the younger players. I think that Gleyber Torres in particular, a young shortstop, Alex Rodriguez should have a lot to work with him on. Jorge Mateo, these kids who are coming up. He can probably tell Didi Gregorius some things too. I mean, one thing about Alex is whether you want to talk about the stuff he did off the field, between the white lines, this guy was always one of the smartest players I ever encountered. He saw the game at a different level than even a lot of other players did. He loves to teach the game. He talks about himself as a born teacher. So I think he has something to add. He was down here for the Instructional League last year after the season. So I think you put young players around A-Rod, if you're not coming away with something that you can use later for yourself, you're probably not paying attention.
And it obviously creates just an event atmosphere just because of his presence. He's having a press conference. I don't even necessarily know what the questions are at this point for Alex Rodriguez, but he'll answer them.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? Alex has always been good for headlines. I mean, 2004 was his first year with the Yankees, and it's hard to believe that now, 13, 14 years later, a lot happened in that time, certainly. And at one point, this relationship did not look this good with the Yankees, and you wondered if this would ever have a happy ending. It looks like it has pretty close to one. He didn't want to retire last year. I played his last game August 12. I think he's at peace though. He did some TV stuff during the postseason. He's still four home runs away from 700, so I'm wondering if there's a day where he'll just get in the cage and just see if he can launch a couple over the wall. I'd like to see that. Let's see what he's got left, but for now he's here as a tutor, as a coach, and we'll see what he does with the young guys.
Is photo day, and for people that don't know what that is, at a spring training complex, these guys go through the ringer, basically. All the publications, different media taking their pictures, different angles, doing interviews, answering stupid questions. It's almost like the Super Bowl to a degree. Tyler Austin was part of it, which I didn't expect, on a little scooter, because obviously the leg, he's in a boot. You know what that's like, because you were around Yankee Stadium in a similar way, I think 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Just talk about the grind of having a leg injury, having to do your job, and being mocked on a scooter.
Oh, my gosh. Well, luckily for me, Brian Cashman had done it. Meredith Marakovitz with the YES Network. So I wasn't the first one to bring it into the clubhouse. But, yeah, I tore my Achilles playing in the media game at Yankee Stadium. And more importantly to Yankee fans, Tyler Austin, he'll be in that boot for 3 weeks. He can scoot around. He'll get around. But 6 weeks until baseball activities. But at some point, he will be back on the field and probably start the year down in AAA. That kind of clears up Greg Bird and Chris Carter at first base. A tough break for Tyler Austin. You know, he gets down here early. He's working out on the backfield and fouls ball off himself. I mean, it could happen to anybody. And it just turns out he's got a broken bone in his foot. So, yeah, he gets to play around with a scooter for a little bit.
So random that they signed Chris Carter before this, and then this happens. Almost you're like, okay, Greg Bird's hurt, but really we're fine. And in a sense, that makes this easier to figure out in spring training.
Yeah, having Tyler Austin hurt, they didn't want to delete him from the depth chart, but it does make the decisions a little easier. And some other guys can get reps at first base too. You know, you might try Matt Holliday over there. Rob Refsnyder can probably take some balls. I know Chase Headley, we were doing Wilson Glove Day a couple days ago, and Chase Headley got his third baseman gloves, and then he came back out and he said, hey, I need a first baseman glove too. So I think there will be reps for everybody over there at first base. But yeah, Tyler Austin will be back at some point, and I'm sure he's itching to get off that scooter and get that boot off.
It's weird to say this, but this is a Yankees team without a ton of veterans. When Matt Holliday comes in, you mentioned him as one of those. You know, how much do you see the younger guys kind of picking his brain here early in the spring?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a presence. I think that This is a guy, you know, similar to what we were talking about with A-Rod. He's been around the game. He's seen a lot of different things. He's played on winning teams. I mean, this guy has been through the ringer. He's 37, and obviously the Yankees want to try and keep him on the field as much as possible, which is why the DH part is as important as it is. But he's going to be available to these guys. And you think about a DH, you might be only on the field 8 or 9 minutes a game. So he'll be on that bench. He'll be in that clubhouse. And if guys have any questions for Matt Holliday, he'll be very available.
You mentioned the construction, and it's all around here at Steinbrenner Field. And I saw that you, I think it was on Instagram, had a shot of Gary Sanchez hitting a home run yesterday and right into the construction.
Poor guys.
But he's hitting a lot of those home runs in BP.
He sure has. And it's a good thing they have hard hats on out there anyway. So, but, yeah, no, Sanchez looked great this spring. Greg Bird has looked good. Sanchez in particular, I would say, he's picking right up where he left off. He hit a couple off the scoreboard yesterday, like you mentioned, live batting practice. Greg Bird hit one over the right field wall. So I asked Joe Girardi about that yesterday, and he said the one thing that has impressed him is even if it's just BP, the young players are showing a lot of power, and that gets him excited for the future.
All right, great stuff. Been great doing this in person, face-to-face. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Yankees edition. For Brian Hoke, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.